Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until 10, and it is April Fool's Day 2025. Act accordingly, ladies and gentlemen. The whole world is swinging off monkey bars these days, so it's hard to tell one way or the other if there's any grown-ups or serious people at all in charge. Tap out your thoughts to us in the usual way on the WhatsApp. That's 087 032 32 32. You can also email Oliver at rte.ie. Horace Jocka Cardew, because today we're going to be joining the circus. In a manner of speaking, we're going to meet a young woman who grew up in the family business that happened to be the big top society in Ireland. Courtney Pavlov is her name. That's a proper carnival name now, isn't it? Courtney Pavlov, Courtney with a K. But she's left the tent and she's out on her own now. We're going to find out about her life growing up, quite literally growing up in the circus. It's a world that seems a little bit closed off, I think, to the rest of us. And it's a form of entertainment that has been going for centuries and continues after centuries of trade. And to have a whole childhood in the circus around Ireland and sometimes in Europe, it must be quite the unique perspective of the world. So we're looking forward to that conversation this morning. 51551 for the text. There are fewer animals these days in the circus, but there are animals in the newspapers this morning. The Irish Daily Mail has a photograph of a zebra foal in a pub in County Clare. What is going on here? The appearance of a foal zebra from the Ennis Diamond Horse Fair in County Clare has prompted calls for legislation around the ownership of exotic animals, kind of highlighting that basically there aren't many controls once you have them into the country. The foal zebra was photographed basically in different parts around Ennis Diamond, including one local pub. They're posted online when they obviously went viral. People are going, what on earth is going on here with a zebra inside a pub? A spokesman for the fair said he knew of the zebra's involvement but added they had not seen the animal. And obviously they weren't involved in bringing the zebra around. The Clare dog warden, Frankie Coote, explained there's no extra legal obligations for exotic animals beyond paperwork and licensing upon imports. So pointing out, basically told the Clare Champion, that you need a license for a dog, but not for a lion and a tiger. So bringing them into the country is very, very difficult because of all the paperwork that are needed. But says once they're here, there's not much you can do. If there's animal welfare concerns, then that's different. But that's not the case here. There's been nothing to suggest the animal looks healthy. It's a young animal. And Frankie says, obviously, the father and mother must be here as well. He says, really proper legislation should be brought in to cover this. The person bringing the zebra around could have been walking around with a lion or a tiger. And there's nothing legally that you can do about that. It's quite an extraordinary tale. But no zebras in the circus, as far as we know, either. GAA Go is no more. We knew that. They've been releasing the details, the GAA, of the new streaming service. The streaming platform is now GAA Plus, because everything has to have a plus on it now at this stage. And the details, 40 championship games this season. It's quite expensive. A season pass, €79. And there's no early bird. I think there has been in previous years a benefit from the early bird. You get a 10% discount via Furin, which we think is, I think, club members or club players, not sure. The GAA doesn't explain it here. €79 for the season pass, which is seasonally in the championship, runs until July nowadays. £90 if you're in Britain, and the rest of the world is €120. Also, you can pay per game €12. But the news here is that all caregiving institutions will receive a free season pass this time through the HSE and NHI, which is Nursing Homes Ireland. There's no mention of the North here, but I presume it's the same thing in the North for the NHS up there in caregiving situations. That'll be free. My gripe about it when you pay for it is you miss a game, and if you go to watch the same thing again because it's a streaming platform, it's on demand, it's not there. You don't get to watch it unless they've updated that. There's no details on that. They can let us know. That's GA Plus, no longer GA Go. But like the stubborn people in that sport, we refuse to change the name of anything, basically, don't we? In rugby news, good news down in Munster, because Jack Crowley is going to stay. He's agreed the new contract with the province. He's 25 years of age. We talked here a couple of weeks ago about the fact that obviously there's a very generous offer coming to him from the Leicester Tigers. It was reputed to be £750,000 a year, but he's opted to remain in Ireland, which will demonstrate how much he wants to stay here, play for Munster and stick in Ireland. His provincial contract will be much less than that. And it's kind of, the Jack Crowley story is a fascinating one. He played every minute of the Six Nations last season when we retained the title post Johnny Sexton, and then he started the summer test in South Africa, the opening games of the autumn internationals. But then, of course, Sam Prendergast took up the number 10 in the two November tests, and the mokes of the Six Nations. Jack Crowley was only wheeled out the last game against Italy, where he did extremely well. And of the 14 players currently under central contracts with the RFU for next season, Tadhg Byrne is the only Munster representative in the group, which includes no out-halves. Jack Crowley hasn't got a lot of out-half time, basically, this season, which is unfortunate. But anyway, the key thing is he's staying here, because if he'd left to join Leicester, the chances of being selected from Ireland would be very diminished, and be kind of like a decision made sort of thing. Another thing that would have turned them off Leinster is they've no coach at the moment, so it would have been a big risk to go flying over there, that's for sure. But he's staying here, so that's the good news. Now, it's a big day in Dáil Éireann for this woman.
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves.
Yes, if it wasn't for Michael Lowry's fingers, that would have been the most memorable thing of all of last week, but it wasn't. And historically, there is a vote of confidence in the Count Corla this morning. Now, could this be an April Fool's on a day of such high and lowbrow political drama? The independent TD, Barry Heenan, has announced dramatically he's going to move seats in the Dáil chamber away from Tipperary TD Michael Lowry. This scoop comes courtesy of Micheál Lehane of the political staff here in RTÉ. And the Dublin Bay North TD is understood to be annoyed over what, fair enough, he's described as toxic and intimidating behaviour towards him after he was photographed, or well, he was videoed, beside the Tipperary TD, Michael Lowry, when he gave the infamous two fingers gesture to Paul Murphy. He was doing the filming in the Dáil chamber, and I presume he's going to be in trouble for filming. We haven't heard anything yet. Michael Lowry, of course, has somewhat apologised for it. That statement, we leave it to your own judgment. Barry Heenan, for his part, he's not, I don't think he's criticised Michael Lowry from what I could see around the place, and nor has he fallen out with Michael Lowry, because he's also going to remain part of the regional technical group. But he's written to Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Do you really have to write to the Taoiseach to say you're moving seats? Evidently so. He's written to him to say that he's going to commit supporting this programme for government. Oh, so it must be something to do with Micheál showed up and said he's sitting in a different seat. Now he's got the letter go. Ah, he hasn't fallen out with him. He's leaving because he gets a lot of abuse, it seems, for sitting next to Michael Lowry. One wonders why that would be. So there you go. He hasn't fallen out. He's just moving chairs. So Barry Heenan, he's an interesting guy. He's not even 30 years of age. Young TD, first time TD, a protege of Finian McGrath. He's a Clontarf TD, and he's independent, and he says this is highlighting his independence. He's in a group, but he still remains an independent TD. Derided, of course, by the Labour Party and others, I heard saying in the Dáil chamber, as a Lowry lackey, because he's included in that collective term they gave them. Maybe Finian Minion actually would have been a better, but he's very much his own man, of course. But there you go, new TD. He has a chance to prove himself. It's only new, but of course the Dáil would have to function in order for him to get to prove himself. But under the new rules, if they go ahead tomorrow, he'll be allowed to ask questions of the leader who he's in a programme for government with. So we're looking forward to that. Looking forward to a day where everybody...
You're making an absolute holy show of yourselves.
Absolutely. Looking forward to every minute of it. Someone on the text says, just thinking of April Fool's Day, nothing so far. I think we got far too serious. I remember telling everyone that Marty Morrissey was getting on the Queen's honour list. I missed that one. That's probably one Marty would believe. And have some sympathy for those of us who have to admit being born on the 1st of April, 70 years later. Well, congratulations. And I'd say, like yourself, the April Fool's jokes never get old. There you go. Happy birthday. Law Bretla Honaditch. Farmley is in the papers today, the state guest house. Apparently it's Senator Maloney here writing the Irish Independent. Says new figures have revealed the property is averaging only two stays a year by foreign officials. This was supposed to be a great guest house for the state and so on, but they've spent a fortune on it. It costs roughly, given the number of people, they've done that calculation based on the number of people stay there, it's cost £750,000 per delegation who spent the night there. A response to a parliamentary question shown Farmley House used only twice a year for the past 5 years, generally short stays, one night only, and there are 18 bedrooms. Are there really in the main house? 18 empty bedrooms. Not as if we have a accommodation problem or anything in the country. It also has a barely used heated swimming pool for guests, which costs more than €575 a month to maintain, excluding the heating costs. Oh, that should be higher than that. Barely used. Well, who's using it then? Because there's nobody staying there. 70 people have arrived since the year 2000. Nobody has stayed in the house this year. Well, if they looking for someone, I'm available to check it out and do a review of the house. Of course, I would do it. Absolutely. As part of it would be a public service to hang out in Farmleigh for a night. The government has spent €52 million buying the property, refurbishing it. That's working out at €750,000 over the last 24 years. But Farmleigh is a popular destination for Dubliners, and every Sunday it's thronged with visitors who go around the place. Who has actually stayed there anyway? Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, the late woman herself, Canada's now former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, also the Emperor and Empress of Japan have stayed there overnight. People who've arrived for a day trip. Barack and Michelle Obama. Of course, Barack Obama famously didn't even spend the night in Ireland because of the volcanic ash cloud in 2011. He was gone. Tony Blair and Prince Albert of Monaco have been in as well, but they haven't spent the night there, it would seem. Of course, there's Steward's Lodge, which is the cottage off Farmleigh, and that's where the Taoiseach have access to it. I think £50 a week or something, and one of the previous Taoiseach stayed there for a while anyway, but I don't think Micheál Martin's been in it. Enda Kenny spent quite a lot of time in it, and they said for security reasons it'd all be going, but maybe for security reasons they wouldn't be telling us. That might make sense too. You maybe find out afterwards. There's good news in the Beatles cinematic universe. That's what they're calling it, because we had heard those rumours of Sam Mendes, who made the movie American Beauty and Skyfall, that there were going to be four separate movies, one devoted to each Beatle. He's going to make all four biopics, because music biopics are very much du jour at the minute. Bruce Springsteen has one coming out this year. The Bob Dylan one was very good. And you've had Ray Charles and other people along the way. So while you were sleeping in Las Vegas last night, CinemaCon was happening. And Sam Mendes appeared in a surprise appearance to make this big announcement that he's going to make all of these movies, and they're going to be released in April 2028. So in 3 years' time. And the extra surprise is he brought the cast on stage. Now, there were rumours. Director Ridley Scott, when he was promoting Gladiator 2, he says, oh, I'd love to have Paul Mescal in another film, but unfortunately he's going to be going off doing The Beatles. And everyone went, what? That's not confirmed. And separately, Ringo Starr was online saying that, oh, Barry Keoghan is taking drum lessons, so he's playing me and I hope he does well in it. And I'm going, that's not confirmed either. It has now been officially confirmed overnight. Paul Mescal will be playing Paul McCartney in the Sam Mendes Beatles biopic, Cue Beatlemania, and Barry Keoghan will be playing Ringo Starr. So the other announcements are Harris Dickinson, who's a London actor, 29 years of age, recently in Baby Girl with Nicole Kidman. He's going to play John Lennon because he's a long, stringy, sort of sad looking fella. Actually too sad, I'd say, for John Lennon because he was a bit of crack. And another Londoner, Joseph Quinn, is going to play George Harrison, perhaps the most interesting of the Beatles because he was nice and quiet in the background. Joseph Quinn was also in Gladiator 2 with Paul Mescal. He played one of the evil emperors. He was very good in it, actually. It was the only good thing about himself and Denzel, the only thing held what was a mess of a film together. But he's best known as Eddie in Stranger Things, the kind of heavy metal dedicated fella in Stranger Things. Joseph Quinn, he is 31. Barry Keoghan is actually the oldest at 32. And they came out on stage. All four actors recited lyrics from the band's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. They were all wearing black jumpers and then took a Beatles-style synchronised bow. And Barry Keoghan, it must be for a film he's in, but I think he looks like Barbara Streisand in the photographs they've circulated online, the PR people. It looks bizarre. But everyone else, they look like young lads. Of course, they're going to be in their 30s making this film, so that would be the end of the Beatles kind of period, wouldn't it? I wonder. It seems like a perfect place to begin this morning. 51551 on the text. Get back to where you once belonged.